This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're invited to join us here. If you want to get on the radio with us, you can talk about whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username, should you wish to call us there, is lrn.fm. And there's also our Discord on-air call-in line room, which is the first room when you jump into our Discord server. It is over at discord.lrn.fm. Again, that's discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, fresh back from the Startup Societies Conference.
Summit, yes.
You didn't really mention in advance that you were going to this. Not on the air that I can recall.
No, I don't think I did.
But you went to this.
Yep.
And what, I mean, let's talk briefly about what it was. What is the Startup Societies?
Well, it's the Startup Societies Summit is a place where people can come and talk about the notion of building new places with new forms of governance. If one believes in the marketplace, and I do, I believe the marketplace provides us with the best services, and that innovation comes from competition, that monopolies tend not to innovate. And this is one of the reasons that I am terrified by the notion of government, especially specifically the United States government, intervention in the marketplace as far as medicine goes, because you're just innovation's gonna trickle to nothing.
Sure.
But when it comes to governance, we haven't had a lot of leap forwards in the idea of government, right? So about
that's a bad old idea. The state is a terrible, decrepit, destructive old idea.
Yeah, so I mean, there's this monopoly that claims a use of force over a given landmass. Starts with city states and that kind of thing. Some group of people takes over. If it's a king, there's still nobles, right? There's always a group of people that take over, and those people claim power. Here in the United States, we kind of have two groups that are so similar that you can barely tell the difference that fight over the power.
Yeah,
that's not exactly competition, if you know what I mean.
Indeed.
So, I mean, what would happen if you could buy allodial title? And by that, I mean you wouldn't have to pay property taxes to some state. If you could buy allodial title and start your own little city state or whatever, right?
That sounds magical.
Right. Sounds pretty interesting. Maybe you'd get something like Singapore, Monaco, Hong Kong. Many of the special economic zones that are springing up around the world, maybe you get something really good.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them would necessarily fail, right? Like these, you know, bad ideas are bad ideas. But what if we tried this with government, you know, different types of government? Let people try different ideas, because it seems really ludicrous that the idea of a republic is the newest thing we've got. This was Rome 2,500 years ago. Maybe it's a little less than that, but not much less than that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the newest idea we have in government is 2,500 years old.
Sounds about right.
That's pretty crazy. So, to get new ideas, you have to have incubators for new ideas. So let's try some new ideas. And that's what the conference was basically about.
This wasn't their first conference, though, right?
No,
a few of them.
I think the first one was in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I remember that happening here, but we didn't happen to go to that one. So good show. I mean, lots of good
really
ideas.
Enjoyed it.
Good people.
Yeah, it's great. Got lots of interviews. You can expect the Edgington Post shows to be piling up here once I get the audio processed.
Listeners who are new to the program, Edgington Post is Mark's kind of podcast, I guess you could call it.
Yeah,
that.
Interview program. I also get the last segment of the show sometimes, so it's more than a podcast. It's broadcast radio, too.
But you can only hear the whole thing on the podcast version of the show. So you can download at your leisure over at freetalklive.com. And whether you want to talk about the idea of a startup society or something that's in the news, you're welcome to take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I love the idea of people trying something new. I want to see it happen. I just feel like there's been a lot of talking about it for a long time. and I'm ready to see somebody actually do something about it. And it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, well, you have to get governments to accept it, right? And
that seems like a pretty difficult thing to do, because why would a government want to give up property and control?
Because of competition. So you don't need a specific piece of land. You need a piece of land. Mm-hmm. So you've got 180 different dealers in allodial title out there, and you just kind of
which one wants the money the most?
Which one wants the money the most?
And which one values the money over the long term control?
Right.
Which one wants the short term gain?
Well, you got to look for the poor ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
That are in places where people want to live. So warmer weather tends to be something that people look for. It's nice to be close to a port. That way there can be import-export business that's done there, and then that can be infused into the greater continent or whatever. This is one of the ways that Singapore and Hong Kong have managed to make themselves work.
Well, my biggest objection to this, and we've had this discussion before about starting up some new place and having to trust some government to honor an agreement, which, of course, as you know, governments don't exactly have a long history or even a short history of being honorable in any way, shape, or form. And so the idea that you could trust them to sell you a plot of land and then leave you alone, because I believe they'll sell you the plot of land. They'll take your money.
Yep.
And they'll give you some kind of piece of paper for it.
I believe that too, yeah.
I just don't know what's going to happen later, like when they try to take it back from you, or when they pretend like they didn't sign the paper, or they invalidate the paper at their Supreme Court, or something like that.
Sure.
And your objection, or your answer to my objection, was that it works for Monaco. So you claim that this actually has happened before.
Well, that's not just... So Monaco is the purchasing of allodial title. There's special economic zones. Have you heard this term before?
Yeah.
So China's full of them. They're all around the world. French Polynesia has three currently. Currently, I don't know how many there are, but there are dozens of special economic zones around the world. This is a innovation in the area of governance. So governments are like, "Oh yes, we want to, get people to come here, so we'll allow you to try your own legal system and handle, building your own city and that sort of thing. We'll let you do that in that special economic zone, no problem." At this point, not one special economic zone has had what you were talking about occur to it. Now, these aren't necessarily...
Wait, you mean a take-back?
Yeah, take-back. Okay. These aren't necessarily free libertarian places by any stretch, but they're effectively private cities, so you could call them libertarian in the sense that they're voluntary, right?
Okay.
To some extent. Some level of voluntary. So the country itself, the mother country, will keep some kind of control. Like, they'll say, we're giving you military protection, and, passports have to come through us, so, visas and all the, that kind of thing. They'll withhold that sort of thing from the special economic zone. But what happens is that if somebody can negotiate some kind of lessening of government in an economic zone for an ongoing period of time, then once that's negotiated, then you can negotiate some lesser amount and some lesser amount and some lesser amount. All you have to do is show, hey, look, Venezuela, Honduras said that they would give us this, this, and this, and this. Will you give us this, this, and this, and then additionally this? And so it's a negotiation.
Yeah, it's an interesting theory, and like I said, I really hope that that it pans out into something good in the future. We'll certainly be keeping our eyes on it, and if you know more about it than we do, please feel free to call in. Let's go to your calls, though, and thoughts. And then coming up, bullying in nursing homes. First, it's Larry in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Larry.
Hello.
Hey, Larry, you're on the air.
Hey, listen, you guys are awful naive or young or whatever you are. You know, Michelangelo said all governments ultimately fall into that great gulf of despotism. That has been proved on down through the years.
Sure.
If you're talking about setting up your little utopia, it ain't going to be long before somebody comes along and says, well, we see them over here doing fine. Let's go take over. And then what's going to happen then? We need protection. You're going to pay somebody for protection. So, places you're talking about in Singapore and different places, those are zones where they allow people to have a governor, just like when they had the plantations in Africa and other places around the world. They allowed a governor to go in, just like Rome when they done their conquering.
So your concern is that there could be a takeover, a hostile takeover.
No, but I'm not talking about a hostile takeover. I'm talking about the despotism of somebody allowing somebody to come into a sovereign country and set up a zone wherein they can have slave labor or treat their workers any way they want to treat them and import slave labor. Because that's all it boils down to, Mark and Ian. I mean, you look at...
All right, hold that thought, Larry. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Is that what you're advocating here, Mark, is slave labor?
There's more coming up.
It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you've been interested in getting into Bitcoin mining, but yet you don't have the technical chops admit it. You probably don't. If you do, you're already into it, likely.
I don't.
If you don't have the technical chops and you want to get into Bitcoin mining, you can do like Mark and I have done. I mean, I can do it, but I don't feel like it. So go to pool.bitcoin.com. Mark, you couldn't do it even if you tried. Pool.bitcoin.com is where you go.
I suppose that I could begin studying and maybe 2 or 3 months later figure it out. Yeah. I mean, but I just don't, like you.
Your time's valuable.
Yeah, I just don't want to do that. I don't fix my own car.
Exactly.
I don't do a lot of things. I hire people to do a lot of things.
Pool.bitcoin.com. You can mine BTC or BCH, Bitcoin Core or Bitcoin Cash. It is up to you which Bitcoin you choose. I'm mining Bitcoin Cash. Mark, you've got one going too, right?
Bitcoin Cash, yeah.
So it's up to you. Go to pool.bitcoin.com. And if you do have it, because they'll take care of all the technical stuff. They put together all the equipment. They host it. They do all that stuff. You just invest your cryptocurrency, and then hopefully you'll collect more at the other end, then you put in. That's the plan, at least. So pool.bitcoin.com, go and get started over there. As we go back to Larry in Indiana, we started out the show, Mark, you were talking about the Startup Societies Conference, which just wrapped up in Washington, D.C. earlier this week. You attended that. You've got some interviews that are going to be coming on our podcast feed at freetalklive.com. Yep. But we're just kind of talking generally about the idea of setting up sort of a government-free special economic zone where there's not, you know, the same government that you're used to, even though it's within a certain government's national borders. That government is supposedly going to agree to stay out in return for a large cash payment.
Yeah, I think
that government.
It's pretty clear that some governments are bad at what they do, or at least not getting the results that they hope for.
Yeah.
And some of those governments are trying special economic zones to let other people come in attempt to make life better.
Yeah, now Larry had a concern here, and maybe I misunderstood what you were saying, Larry, but it sounded like your concern was that these special economic zones will mean that slavery is going to be happening there because there's no government to protect people? I don't want to put words in your mouth. Is that what you were saying?
Let me break it down to you in something that's currently going on.
Okay.
Now, Hong Yun-moon, or whoever he is, the guy in Korea, right?
The president of South Korea?
North Korea.
North Korea? That's Kim Jong-un.
Or whoever he is. He's a stupid-looking person, right? Now, Trump has told him is that, look, Onion, you go on shooting these dummy rockets up when you got all these starving people over here. Let us come in and develop your economic system here, and you would do a lot better off. So what he's doing is he's going to stop his dummy rockets because he knows that he got a bunch of starving people that he can exploit and allow large factories to come in just like they've done in South Vietnam after the war, and exploit those people.
Hold on. Wait. Let me slow you down here because you've completely changed gears. No, it's not the same thing at all. You've gone from talking about a special economic zone, a special carve-out of sort of a semi-free or mostly free area an existing state, and you're comparing that to North Korea, which is basically a prison state.
Hey, I am. And you're going to have these little carved-out areas. That's what you're promoting right now is a prison state where you don't have any rights.
So you're saying that what Mark's talking about is going to be a prison state where there are no rights and slavery.
So
a plantation.
Okay. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
Okay.
I'd like you to respond to that, Mark, because he's just going to keep on rambling.
Yeah, well, that's fine. First off, Larry's correct in that his concern, right? Like, you should always be concerned. Throughout, since the agrarian revolution and probably before that, the natural human condition has been some level of slavery, servitude, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Currently, in fact, citizenship is that. I'll use the United States citizenship because I think it's the best example. The United States claims a portion of your wages, of the money you make, if you're a U.S. citizen, no matter where you live in the world.
Yeah.
There are exemptions for certain amounts and that kind of thing. But if you make enough, they will claim some percentage of it. You may haven't been in the United States since you were a child, but if you're a U.S. citizen, they will claim some of your wages from you. You can't tell me that an organization that claims a portion of the fruits of your labor, when they don't even provide you with anything, Like, there's no roads. You can't say, but what about the firemen? Because you're not getting fire
services.
You're
talking about people living outside of the U.S.
Right. These are people living outside of the United States. Mm-hmm. And the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, through the power of the State Department and the United States government, has claimed the fruits of these people's labor. And you can't tell me that's not a form of servitude. Certainly, it beats the pants off of chattel slavery.
Well, the chattel slaves were provided with a service of a roof over their head in a lot of cases.
Well, they couldn't leave.
Some food.
But you
can't leave the U.S. either unless you got permission.
Not unless you pay an exit tax. Yeah. But that, then again, any slave could have bought their freedom just about any time in history. Mm. So Larry is correct in being concerned. However, when I went to the Startup Society's conference, none of these people's pitches during their speech were, you know what we're going to do? We're going to find a bunch of poor people and exploit their labor.
Yeah, but they're not going to admit that, right? Well, if that's what they want to do.
I don't know if that's what they would want to do or not, but I can tell you that it didn't sound like it was hidden in there at all. Mm-hmm. All they said is we're going to create a special economic zone, and people would be more free. What we can see in places like Hong Kong, Singapore, Monaco, Liechtenstein, Luxembourg, you know, places like that, smaller areas that you'll see, you know, more personal freedom, more wealth, more prosperity, and a higher standard of living. I don't see how that equates to slavery. That's what these people are trying to replicate. They're trying to take despotic regimes that currently exist and make freer enclaves there that provide more human freedom. I mean, if you're concerned that freedom causes slavery, then stay where you are.
Mm.
But if you think that freedom causes prosperity, a higher standard of living, and more happiness, then by God, keep an eye on these things.
Shouldn't somebody be free to sell themselves into slavery?
I don't think you can actually sell yourself into slavery. So, I mean, you could contract with somebody for your labor over a given period of time, but that's not slavery because you contracted. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I see what you're saying, but at the same time, I mean, if you...
It can feel like slavery.
Yeah.
For instance, we have some good examples of that. Right now, currently, I'll use the United States government and their military. So you contract with the military to go in for 2, 4, or 6 years. And they're going to make it very difficult on you to leave.
Yeah.
You can, but it's very difficult.
So indentured servitude would be a better term?
It's a better example. It's a form of servitude, no doubt, but you get to sell yourself into it for you know, the 30 pieces of silver if that's what you want to do. It's not always a good idea. As a matter of fact, I'm sure there's plenty of people in the military right now that say it's not a good idea. And there's plenty that say that it's a great idea.
Let's go to Luke. He is in, I'm thinking he's in Kentucky. Luke, you listening in Bowling Green?
Well, Glasgow.
All right. What are you calling about tonight? Go ahead.
Talking about having your own community and stuff like that. And the guy that was talking about child labor and stuff. You know, that around our community, the Amish had bought up over 6,000 acres. And that'll pay any city tax.
Luke, I want to talk to you further about that. The Amish are a very interesting group. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, plus we'll look at child labor laws.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendabite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Will these new special economic zones that should allow for more freedom in those areas, freedom to do business, freedom to just exist personally, freedom to, you know, create, is that going to create child labor? Is that going to create abuse? Is it going to create slavery? Those are some of the concerns that have come forward here tonight, Mark, after you've come back from the Startup Society Summit that happened in D.C. this week, where they talked about these ideas of how do we get out from underneath the thumb of the coercive state and create new places for people to build new things. We'll continue here with your calls and your thoughts. And we'll talk about the child labor question as well. 855-450-FREE like freedom if you want to join us here. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. Speaking of great products, MyPillow is one of them. In fact, it was designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it now for, 3 years, I think, almost? I think we're coming up on the three-year anniversary.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
MyPillow, it's a great product. And unlike a regular pillow, you can actually wash MyPillow. You can put it in the dryer as well. In fact, it's designed for that process, which means you can actually keep your MyPillow clean, unlike every other pillow you've owned, where you can wash the pillowcase, but you can't wash what's actually inside it until now with MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, get yours at half price. That's MyPillow.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Unfortunately, the gentleman who had called in about child labor concerns has dropped off the line, but I thought it was important to address that before we go on with any other calls here, Mark. I mean, so you brushed aside the question of slavery, saying that, in a free place, we're not going to see enslavement. That's just, you know, not going to happen. The people you've talked to, they're not interested in that. And plus, we could further say that that would make this place the, you know, sort of the scum of the world, basically. I mean, everybody looks down on slavery these days. So why would any company want to trade or do business with anybody that they know is involved in a slave trade? So it just seems like it's a non-starter from, you know, the word go, even if somebody wanted to try that. But child labor is a different story, right? I mean, is there anything inherently wrong with the idea of children working?
Well, first I would say that these are special economic zones, and people would have to come to them to choose to work. It's unlikely that somebody can get their S together at the age of 10.
Strike out from home and walk to the special economic zone?
Walk, rowboat. I'm not exactly sure how they're going to get there to the special economic zone and then enslave themselves in a sweatshop with other 10-year-olds. I'm not sure how that would work. I have a 10-year-old. He could not put this together.
Okay.
Like, I assure you, he would get kidnapped before he ever got to where it was that he was going, and he would then be enslaved in a government-dictated zone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the problem of child labor exists inside and outside, or at the very least outside. We don't know about inside special economic zones. So I started working at the age of 12. It wasn't as a you know, running a sewing machine in a sweatshop in Bangladesh by any stretch of the imagination. But I began working at a magazine store. People that are now lifelong friends, just spoke to him yesterday.
Your old boss?
Yeah, my old boss. I consider him my boss. Mm-hmm. He will always and forever be my boss. Because from the time I was 12.
He doesn't tell you what to do now.
No, he doesn't. From the time I was 12 to the time I was 18, he often gives me advice and I often follow it. From the time I was 12 to the time I was 18, I worked for him, and, you know, important person in my life. It was a magazine store, not exactly difficult work.
Was that legal to work at age 12
back then? It wouldn't have been, but I wasn't getting paid in U.S. dollars. I was getting paid in comic books. So I suspect there's some kind of, alternative there. But this gave me the opportunity to learn how to come to work on time, smile at customers, be pleasant, run a cash register.
If only most teenagers could learn that by the time they're teenagers.
Right.
Wouldn't that be nice?
And you think that those are simple things, but then I think about high school, and the only thing I learned in high school was any value was the typing class, and that was an elective. I mean, honestly, I haven't yet, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not using differential equations. I'm not using chemistry. I'm not using physics. I'm not using...
No, not even algebra.
Algebra, right? I mean, when's the last time you used the Pythagorean theorem? There is somebody listening.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared. That's one I remember. I don't remember Jack Squat from geography or geometry class.
It's an extraordinarily important formula.
Or geography.
And there's somebody who's listening right now that uses it on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
But what percentage of
that
the population...
Doing like, you know, drawings of triangles all day.
Yeah, they are. They're doing important, important triangle work.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. But what percentage of the population needs to use the Pythagorean theorem?
Probably less than 1%.
On an annual basis.
Of 1%.
And with the internet, by the way, my trigonometry teacher said that you wouldn't be carrying a calculator around in your pocket. Sorry, Miss C Card.
Suck it.
I am carrying a calculator around my pocket. A very powerful one, and just about everybody I know does too.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, so
you ought to send her a letter.
I'm sure Miss C Card's probably passed from this mortal coil. I'm 47 years old, even. She wasn't exactly a spring chicken.
She wasn't a young teacher.
She didn't put up with any crap either, I can assure you of that. I don't think kids today could have handled Miss C Card.
Right?
Yeah. I kind of feel like I would have been much better off with understanding compounded interest from a mortgage and that sort of thing than spending. And we did touch on that in math class, so I guess I should count that as one of the things that I learned. But, you know, all this other time on all these other formulas and that kind of thing, probably not worth it. Just saying.
Yeah. I got to say that I think that a lot of government school is a waste of time, and I think that all of the laws that prohibit young people from working are very detrimental to their development. because if they were able to actually do what you were doing, and I was as well, I was helping my mom out in her thrift store in Florida when I was very young, probably, you know, 8 or 9 or 10.
Imagine how valuable that is.
There.
Here we are, two relatively successful guys who started work rather early.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not saying that this is necessarily important, but it seems like I've met a lot of kids today who don't start a job until they're in their 20s.
That's
feel
crazy.
For those kids.
Yeah.
And
it's like they're starting their first job, right? Like, they don't have those skills like you're talking about, showing up on time, smiling, you know, all those basics.
Their enabling parents have let this crap go on, and then that generation goes and tells them what bad people they are. Mm. Well, I mean, you know, you should have let them. There's legislation that says that they can't work.
It's crazy.
You should have let them go to work. You should have encouraged it. You should have not given them a bunch of free money so that they can go out and buy video games and whatever it is that they're doing.
Right.
I mean, you know, make them buy that stuff on their own.
Yeah, my parents thankfully did teach me how to save when I was young, and I was able to and had to purchase the things that I wanted. If I wanted a Nintendo in the 1980s, I had to save the $100 to get one from Walmart or whatever it was. And man, did I feel accomplished when I finally did.
Right, and that is yours.
Yeah. Well, they still could tell me I couldn't use it, but it was technically mine.
Well, it was their electricity.
There you go. Let's go to Michael. He's in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Thank you both. I think you put your finger on it when you said the government schools aren't teaching the right thing. But we also have to add the Christian schools. They're not teaching the right thing. As a matter
What's the
of fact,
right thing?
Well, from a Christian biblical standpoint, they're supposed to be teaching their congregations and their students in their Christian schools to prepare for a world-ruling king of Israel, a world-ruling king of the Jews, a world-ruling king of kings. But instead, the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty University, goes out and has its president lie to the general population of America in endorsing Donald Trump, saying that Jesus instructed us to vote for Caesar. That's an absolute historical lie. Not only that, but he goes out and encourages the Christian world to vote for the first porn star president in American history.
The first porn star president?
Yeah, I believe Donald Trump has been in some kind of
porn. He's been in porn?
That's what I've heard.
All right, hang on. I want to hear more about that. That's news to me. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Dial on in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in if you like. Skype username is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first if you want to call us on Skype. You don't have to do that on Discord, though. You can just go to discord.lrn.fm. There are a few more hoops to get into the Discord. If you already have a Skype account, it's not hard to get us on Skype. But Discord, you need to go to discord.lrn.fm. You have to create an account, and then you can jump on into the Discord from that point forward. It's actually a lot easier to make a Discord account than it is to make a Skype account. So if you're new to either one of those, I recommend going the Discord route, because then you can actually chat with other Free Talk Live listeners during the show and before and after, as well as some of the hosts of the program also tend to be spotted in there from time to time. I'm in there pretty much all the time. So go and check that out, discord.lrn.fm. We're talking with Michael in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS, and he has called in making allegations that Donald Trump was in pornography. Now, Michael, a quick Google search does reveal a Huffington Post story from, looks like, 2016, where they found a very short clip of Donald Trump in a Playboy Playmate video, Playboy's Video Centerfold 2000, which was what they describe as a softcore video documentary made in 1999. It features lots of shots of naked women dancing and posing, as well as touching themselves and each other. Don't worry, Trump doesn't do any of those things.
Thank goodness.
He does appear in a brief cameo in which he opens a champagne bottle with the help of some playmates and then pours it on the Playboy Bunny logo. Trump says, quote, "Beauty is beauty, and let's see what happens with New York," unquote. So, Michael, is that what you're referring to when you described him as being in pornography?
Well, I'm referring to a whole mountain of evidence, the most prominent of it being his relationship with porn star Stormy Daniels.
Well, that's not the same thing. I mean, it's important to be honest when you're talking about something. Even if it's somebody you don't like, you know, you probably shouldn't make stuff up. You know, there's no evidence that he was actually in pornography. I'm sorry.
A
Playboy video appearance
is
not being...
That's not a makeup. When I'm saying the porn
star... That's not a makeup?
President. No, when I use the term porn star president, what I'm saying is this is a president who has been identified with a porn star in a manner that no other president in American history has
I'd
been
say
identified.
That earns him points. I mean, in my book, good for
what
him.
For? He was like married when this happened. That's not acceptable behavior.
Yeah.
How do you know he didn't have permission?
Well,
just guessing.
Here's my point. It's not Donald Trump that we have to blame for this. It's the general body of Christianity in America, as exemplified by Jerry Falwell Jr. at the world's largest Christian university in Lynchburg, Virginia, Liberty University. Here is a man who has no morals when he stands up and endorses the president.
Is Falwell still kicking? Was it Pat Robertson who died?
No. This is the junior, the lawyer son of the preacher.
We had a Christian call in last week, and she said the reason that Christians voted for Donald Trump was one word,
Hillary.
Israel.
Oh, Israel.
What she said. And I guess, like, I don't, that's not my issue by any stretch of the imagination, but it's not uncommon for somebody in America to vote based on one issue, right? There's Second Amendment voters, there's abortion voters.
Seems like the dumbest issue you could vote on is Israel.
Well, I mean, whatever it might be.
You.
If Israel has to be rebuilt in order for Jesus to come back with the sound of trumpets, then I guess it's a pretty important issue.
I
don't think that God needs your help in your vote. I mean, that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
An omniscient, omnipresent being needs you to vote for somebody? That's outrageous. If God wants somebody to be president, they'll be president.
Let me say this, Michael, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. There's plenty of things you can criticize Christians for. Right, and we've done no shortage of critique of Christianity here on Free Talk Live. Mark, you and I were both raised in various denominations of Christian church, and so you went to a Christian school at one point, and I went to like Christian Bible camp, and
we're WASPs, yeah.
So we've got some familiarity with that world, and there's plenty of legitimate critique, and I'm not saying Michael was wrong to critique from the Christian's perspective. It seems hypocritical, right? Like to vote for Donald Trump, who is obviously somebody who doesn't seem particularly Christian in his actions, right? Like not in the way that you think of a Christian palling around with a porn star or whatever. Personally, doesn't bother me who he's hanging out with, if he's hanging out with a porn star or has appeared in Playboy. But then again, I'm not somebody who self-describes as a Christian. So, and neither is Michael. So, I mean, I get pointing out the hypocrisy, but it's not like Christian hypocrisy is anything new. I mean, are people really surprised that Christians will act as hypocrites?
Or anyone.
Yeah, well, indeed.
I all this is more that political talk as far as I'm concerned. So no, I don't think anyone's surprised. It's just that Trump has driven the left crazy in the same way that Obama drove the right crazy, and we're going to have to live with it for the time being because that's just how people are going to act. I mean, they're just not going to right now with Trump's numbers rising, he's trending upward. Probably because of his success with North Korea, just a guess. It's making the left that much more angry. When his numbers were going down, they're like, yes, we're finally winning. We're going to win. We're going to impeach him, and then we'll have Mike Pence as president. I don't
know.
It's so, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Let's go to Carl.
Politics.
He is in Atlanta. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you actually listening? It says you're listening to us on the radio in Atlanta. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Atlanta, Texas.
Yes. I didn't notice that part. You're right. Okay. So you're listening to KFLS. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You mentioned earlier talking about economic zones. Has anyone tried that with success here in the United States?
In the United States.
Well, no, the United States is highly unlikely. So they have enterprise zones. Different cities will try areas where tax with a lower real estate tax or suspended for a period of time or that sort of thing. They'll often, try to woo major businesses to come to town. So there's some aspect of it, but it's unlikely the United States, which is a highly prosperous, it's the number one economy in the world, is going to try to create special economic zones to have a better economy because they feel like they're already winning. I will point out that California moved up from economy number 7, the equivalent of economy number 7, to number 5 now.
Wow.
So, very successful area. Go right ahead.
Yeah. You know something? I almost find that hard to believe. I'm not saying it isn't true, but the way it looks to me like California is doing everything they can to chase businesses out of the state.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, California is not a friendly place when it comes to people who are looking for freedom, especially business freedoms. But the fact remains,
it's the internet companies. It's the dot-com.
There's a
folks.
Lot of money out there still. Yeah. They haven't all left.
It's Silicon Valley.
Carl, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, you know something? This business about companies and the taxing, to me, that is just, in most cases, just a scam. Well, they shop around. A company will operate for a while they get a tax break, and then as soon as that 10-year time or whatever runs out, then they move along to another industrial site or whatever, to some other area that woos them with a tax break. And it's just something that should be done with this horrible taxation, in my opinion, so that companies don't have to try to move around and take advantage of one spot or another.
Well, the best way to do it would be to abolish taxes entirely. And I apologize, I got the call letters wrong. It's KTFS there in Texarkana. Thank you for the call tonight, Carl. I appreciate it.
This is on a smaller scale. You know, when a company will offer you a starter rate, you know, maybe it'll be the some kind of TV provider service,
cable for $10 a month for six months,
and then after that we jack it up to $150, and if you don't like it, screw you. You know, that kind of thing. Nobody likes that. Mm-hmm. And so when a city tries it with a special, with a enterprise zone, and then lowers taxes for 10 years or whatever while you build, then sure, the businesses that can pick up are likely to pick up and move, because taxes aren't much fun. And in many cases, governments are wasteful and inefficient, so people don't like to see their money spent that way. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants fire services. Everybody wants roads coming to them. Everybody wants these things, but they know innately that these non-functioning or barely functioning bureaucracies are terrible at providing it.
It's absolutely true. If you want to join us, you can. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here tonight, let's see, there's actually news out of North Korea again. This time around, they're saying they're going to shut down their nuclear testing site, or at least one of them. I don't know how many sites they have, but you know, it's just kind of a show of good faith. They're closing it down, is what they say they're going to do, and they're even going to invite journalists along to watch it happen. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, if you thought bullying stopped after grade school, well, guess what? Apparently it still goes on in nursing homes. We can talk about that, too, or whatever.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.